I hereby call the Montville Zoning Board of Appeals to order at 6 p.m. October 4th, 2023. Please stand for the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a couple of announcements. Well, first, let's do the roll call.
Okay, Board Member McNeil.
Present.
Board Member Berardi.
Here.
Board Member Flankus.
Here.
Board Member Pledue.
Here.
Board Member Adams.
Here.
Board Alternate Wiener.
Here.
Board Alternate Montorsi.
Here.
Everybody's present and accounted for. The announcement we have is we've got a couple of promotions and new appointments. First, I'd like to welcome a new member, John Pill.
Go to Ply.
What?
Plykus.
Okay. He took Vincent Atwater Young's place. Secondly, Meredith has been promoted to the assistant planner. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes. Everybody just leaves us all the time.
Right.
I'm not leaving.
And we have a new CEO, and sitting next to Meredith is Stacy Radford. I would like to congratulate
Welcome, Stacy.
Yes, thank you. So maybe a round of applause for the two little guys.
Stacy, I'd like to point out, she has gone on to Montville Zoning Board of Appeals, and she has gone to the first session of CASIO, which is Connecticut Association of Zoning Enforcement Officers Training. It's very hard. She passed with flying colors.
She better than you?
Short time, she's doing very
She better than you yet?
She is.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's why I gave it to her.
Perfect. All right. Now it's time for approval of the minutes from April 5th, 2023. Has anybody remember that meeting? Did you go over the minutes?
I went over the minutes. Everything you see.
Everything was
order.
Anybody have any questions, comments, or changes that might need to occur in the minutes? Hearing none, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes. Is there any discussion? None? A second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. No executive session. We have a public hearing scheduled for tonight. It's 23 ZBA 3, 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, parcel ID 057027000, Dale, Connecticut. Owner, Norman J. Pazzarelli, Jr., and Kelly M. Pazzarelli, applicant, Norman J. Pazzarelli, Jr., for a 17-foot variance of the minimum required 17-foot setback on to regulated areas per zoning regulation section 581I WRP 60, environmental protection, to construct a new single-family residence 58 feet from regulated wetlands and water bodies. I guess at this point, we'd like to entertain the staff report.
Casey Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. I'm going to read first the exhibit list. So we have exhibit number one, application and plans titled Zoning Location Survey Property of Norman J. and Kelly M. Pascoli for property located at 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, Town of Montham, County of New London, Connecticut, dated 9/13/2023. Exhibit number two, referral to the town clerk for the town of Salem in accordance with Connecticut General Statute Section 8-7DF, as in Frank, dated September 15, 2023. Exhibit three, public hearing notice to be published in the Day newspaper on September 22, 2023 and September 29, 2023. Exhibit four, abutters list and certificate of mailings receipts dated September 20th, 2023. Exhibit 5, letter from R. Richard Snorsky, dated August 8th, 2023. Exhibit 7, revised application dated September 13th, 2023 and received on October 2nd, 2023. And Exhibit 7, staff report dated September 29th, 2023. To read my staff report now. properties located in the Water Resource Protection Zone, WRP 160, zoning district on about 2.72 acres, 118,483 square feet, and has approximately 567 feet of frontage on Old Colchester Road Extension. The property is a legal, pre-existing, non-conforming, undeveloped lot with regards to its size. The minimum required lot size in this district is 160,000 square feet. The required front and rear yard setbacks are 75 feet each, and the side yard setbacks are 30 feet each. Per zoning regulation section 5.8.1, the following uses and or activities are prohibited within this district. One, the location of any building within 75 feet of any regulated wetland, body of water, or water course. Per the Town of Montville Inland Wetlands and Water Course Regulations, Section 2.1. Two, upland review area shall be any area within 50 feet measured horizontally from the boundary of any wetland or water course. The applicant proposes to construct a single-family residence with an 8-foot by 20-foot front porch and a 10-foot by 62-foot rear porch and associated site improvements. The single-family residence is proposed to be approximately 58 feet plus or minus from the wetlands delineated by R. Richard Smirsky, registered professional soil scientist, on February 3, 2017. Mr. Snarsky reviewed the wetland boundaries in the field on July 31, 2023, and stated the boundary has not changed. The location of single-family residence and wetland boundaries are shown on a plan entitled Zoning Location Survey Property of Norman J. and Kelly M. Passarelli for property located at 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, Town of Montville, County of New London, Connecticut, dated September 13, 2023. The applicant states the hardship is as follows. The property is a pre-existing non-conforming lot area, and of irregular shape. The minimum zoning yard setback significantly reduced the potential development locations for the property. Also attached to my staff report is a copy of an inspection report dated September 28, 2023, with photos of the pond as indicated on the site plan itself. And at this time, I'd like to welcome Jim Bernardo on behalf of the applicants to further discuss the proposed variance.
My name is Jim Bernardo. I'm a plant surveyor here in Connecticut. I'm also joined by the property owner, Norman Passarelli, who's back here in the corner. If you have any questions that need to be directed towards him, I'm sure he's able to take care of that. Staff did a great job, pretty much hit all my bullet points. What I'm going to do is I'll just quickly review the shape of the lot and location of the lot. So it's on the south side of Old Colchester Road. It actually abuts the town line between Montville and Salem, which is here. It's in the Water Resource Protection 160 zone, which requires a 75-foot front yard, 75-foot rear, and a 30-foot side. So because of the shape of the lot, this is your 75-foot rear setback, your 75-foot front setback, and your 30-foot side. Obviously, we've got more than the 30-foot side on this because of the shape of that. The wetlands are located in the easterly portion of the property. They were delineated in the field by Richard Snarsky and they can back out there and check those. Your inland wetlands commission does have a 50-foot upland reviewer. Can you see this a little bit? Or you
I'm looking at it right here.
So your inland wetlands commission regulations do have a 50-foot upland review area, which I've outlined here in black. But the WRP 160 zone has a requirement that no houses can be constructed within 75 feet of the wetlands. So that 75-foot mark is what's shown outlined here in red. So as you can see, between the zoning setback requirements in the town and in the 75-foot setback, leaves a very limited area left on the property. This is a minimum building size for this lot is 160,000 square feet. We're at 118, so we're almost an acre smaller than what's required in the zone. But it is a pre-existing non-conforming lot. What they want to build is approximately about a 1,600 square foot house. So if you look at the first sheet on the set, again, the red line indicates you're 75 foot required by your zoning regulations. It's a very modest house. It's basically a ranch style house with a garage underneath it, three bedrooms. It's not trying to build anything extravagant on the property. But in order to get it to fit, unfortunately, we have to, we're tucked in between the building setback lines. We're half a foot off the rear line, half a foot off the front line. And unfortunately, that makes it project within your setbacks. So what the applicant is asking for is a waiver of a variance of your zoning regulations 5.8.1i, which would allow the reduction of 17 feet for a 58-foot setback from the inland wetlands. Again, here's the wetlands line here. So it would allow for a 58-foot setback as opposed to what your zoning regulations require at 75 feet. Again, the inland wetlands regulations in the town only require a 50-foot upland review. So this does not require an inland wetlands permit because there's no activity within 50 feet of the wetlands. That is pretty much all I have. If you have any questions.
I have a question.
Sure.
I'm looking at the way the house is laid out, and you took obviously the entrance is going to be from Old Colchester Road. It seems that the structure itself would probably fit, if not for the back porches.
We actually did try to make it work with a reduction of the porches. It still would encroach onto that 75 foot.
Not by anywhere as much. I mean, again, then you'd have room for, again, I'm not trying to redesign the whole house, but there is a front porch. It's obviously facing Old Colchester Road, but there are with some rotation and whatnot, you could have minimized that encroachment. And obviously, it would maybe make the house more parallel to the street rather than askew, but I guess that's what the customer wants.
Could you have made the house more parallel to the street?
We tried all that. We tried it parallel to the street, and it actually encroaches it more into the setback. If you were to take this and turn it, you'd still have the same width here.
If you rotated it, though, and you removed the covered porch that was closest to the septic, the leaching field, you'd have more, you could extend the porch more to the other side of the house. In other words, obviously the porch is completely the whole length of the house.
Right. That is correct.
I mean, that's atypical. It's a big porch for the whole length of the house. I'm just pointing that out. It's kind of it looks like it's, again, it's the whole length of the house. And that's not what you usually see. I'm just pointing out that there are other options other than just this one. And it would actually make the house a little bit more parallel to the street. But this is what's in front of us. So.
What's the elevation change between the actual water level and where the house is? It looks like it's very minor.
Pond is at elevation when we were out there doing the field work, the water level is about 395, and this elevation over here for the house is
about 406, 405.
406. So,
yep. So that's
9 or 10 feet.
Well, that seems like they're asking for trouble, huh?
Did the soil scientist sign this? Sheet. I don't see his signature.
He did not sign it, but he did issue a letter stating that the wetlands had not changed.
Usually, it's a signature block for the soil scientist.
We can take care of that, sure.
If I may, what if you had tried to get a setback instead of the 75, come a little bit closer to the road? Wouldn't that eliminate it from actually being in the wetlands?
Well, we discussed that as well with staff. Those were one of the options we discussed. We chose to come in with this application. We would certainly entertain that if that's something the commission
would. I would feel better staying out of the wetlands and maybe decrease in the front setback.
In front of this commission, I didn't know which way to go.
So. Yeah, I'm just saying.
And if I may, Meredith, a little bit for the record, it's not the 75 feet isn't the wetlands. Upland review area, that's a zoning regulation. So he's not technically in the wetlands, so he does not need to go before in the wetlands. It's a zoning regulation only for this district. You don't have it in any other district for building 75 feet outside of the wetlands.
It's a regulation separating it from wetlands, though.
Yeah.
Right. Correct.
If we had asked for a reduction to, say, 50-foot front yard setback, then that would open up more area to pull it away from the wetland. I believe that's the comment you were making.
Yes, that is.
So if you pulled it closer to the road, like Mr. Gladue suggested, then there would probably be no issue with that porch whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just ask you straight out, would that be a more favorable construction method for your client?
He doesn't care. I think that would end that. We have that.
Okay. Just a thought.
I'm not sure how we would handle that. Do we withdraw that application, or would that be considered a significant change in the request? And we could.
We would have to notice it again.
Yeah, because
I understand that. But if that seems to be the feeling that the board would go, then the gentleman behind you was raising his
hand. I have a question. Is there any leeway in the location for the septic system? Or is the onus is demanded it has to be right there?
It doesn't, but that doesn't impact where the house is located. To which extent we could potentially do some site testing in through here and make that leaching system fit over on this area here potentially. Yeah. But again, the house is gotta go where it is. The current zoning requirements.
There's a lot of lines. There's a lot of rules in which you've got to, follow there. As far as offsets.
Yeah, I'm just looking. My 75 foot well radius is here. Test hole number 1 and number 10.
A 20-foot radius off from the corner of the house.
Yeah, there's a little bit higher groundwater here, elevation. That's what I looked at. That's why I did not put it there. The depth of the groundwater was a little deeper in this area. That's why we placed it there.
Does anybody else have any questions for the applicant's representative at this time?
I do not.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor?
Any questions?
Pretty soon.
process.
Favor one more time. Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition of this application? Oh, here they come now. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition of this application? One more time. Anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Hearing none, anybody who would like to ask questions, this is the time. You have to get up and tell us your name and your address, please.
Joe DeNao, 69 on Colchester Road Extension. Last name is DANAO. Travel light.
Are you on here somewhere? Are you
Sir, just as the question was kind of going in that direction as far as siting that house close to that wetlands, why can't it move to the left other than the 75-foot setback?
That's correct. We have a 75-foot front yard. If we could reduce the front yard setback to 50 feet, which would be a reduction of about 25 feet, which I think we're not going to need that much.
And that would pull you right out of the wetlands.
Pull them out of the wetlands. Exactly.
Well, just to clarify, like Meredith said, they're not in the wetlands, and
out of that zone.
Right, they're not even in the buffer. They're just in that additional.
I mean, you can see the sustained area that wetlands are.
See, that's what I understand. If they're not in the wetland, then it's more about that porch going over there.
That would open up a significant more area. Whereas if it's a 50-foot front yard setback, that whole house would fit.
I could have had. No, that could be more prone than the porch. Red line is move it.
What line off of the west? So
red line is a 75
feet. That doesn't make any sense.
50,
may I ask what this is that I don't understand that at all? What is that?
That's a leach field.
What's that?
The leach field. So very familiar with the terrain.
That's what
it's called. That are there. further is definitely better if it fits, you know, for potentially my new neighbor. The pond that's there is it's vernal and it's very sensitive. So just say that, I guess I say in favor of it, just as my own house is up on a setback in a non-conforming lot. But the other development not associated with this, you know, is in there as well. And has changed the wetlands since we built in 91, probably came before the same board, I don't remember.
I remember you. Yeah.
Been in that long.
To discuss that, is why I have that steep drop to the side of my house now. It's right at that buffer. That used to flood out. We're going through pictures now and see it. And it doesn't flood out anymore. There's no hardly any water there now. I got almost water for the property today because of all the rain. So, thank you. And I would have stopped over and said hello. I didn't know this was coming up until it came in the mail. But citing it out of there, if it can't happen, I don't know how well they know the property, but we'll see in the springtime. It's pristine right there, what they're going to be, looking over and very mosquito meat. So, thank you for listening and answering.
Sure. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who has any questions or comments that they'd like to make? All right. So I guess before we close the hearing or make a decision or consider it, I guess the consensus is somewhat that it might be more palatable if the house was squared up to the street and you look for relief in the front. I know you're probably trying to get this thing through, and you would not encroach, and you would actually, I think it would, the site plan might end up working better with the topography here, but that's, my two cents, and you're the engineer, I guess. So would that be something that you want to discuss with your client?
Any problem with that? It's going to put us off another month.
Timing is the only thing. You've already closed up the financial part of it.
That's a no.
Well,
okay.
I'd like to push forward, but I understand somebody's there for a reason.
Okay.
How would you feel about being 50 feet off the road?
Well, my backyard is my son-in-law's, so I'd rather push toward him.
That's the other option too. Is the Gadboys are his family, so reducing the 75-foot rear yard setback, pushing closer to his family on the backside, would allow us to take the house. It would probably require a redesign of the septic, which we can address that.
Yeah, that's no big deal. I wouldn't think. I would rather see that.
Okay, so we can't change that right now, obviously. So if that's something that I think we have any more questions for the applicant?
I do not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I entertain a motion to close this public hearing, is there any reason why we should leave it open for more information? Or
what's your feeling about it? I'd like to see the house turned. I really would.
Well, I think that just to blanketly say, let's just reduce a particular setback. It's like the house would have to be turned around, and then you ask what you need. You don't just say, hey, I'm going to give you X amount. If that's the route that we'd want it to, I think anytime you get away from, especially that pond and vernal pool, it's awful close compared to the size of the lot. And if there are other options, I think that's something.
It's a better choice.
Yes. So
I agree. I think it's a better choice.
right, I'm going to, I'll make a motion to close ZBA 3 for 64 Old Colchester Road Extension. Parcel ID 057-027-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Okay, discussion and decision. 23, ZBA 3, 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, parcel ID 057-027-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner, Norman J. Pazzarelli Jr. and Kelly M. Pazzarelli. Applicant, Norman J. Pazzarelli Jr. for a 17-foot variance of the minimum required 75-foot setback to regulated areas per zoning section 581I WRP 60 Environmental Protection to construct a new single-family residence 58 feet from regulated wetlands and water bodies. All right. I think we kind of talked about there are options here, and I'm not, you know, it seemed like the applicant obviously would like to stick with the plan in the interest of time. But I think the consensus is to protect the wetlands if we could, not just look. I think I'd rather vary a front yard or rear yard setback than a setback to the wetlands, even though it was put in there for a reason, and I'm not sure what it is, and I wasn't here when that was put in. I think that they could come back with a plan that's a little bit more suitable, and they could ask for relief. They might not get the relief either, but they might not get this either. So for what it's worth, I think it's worth considering to try to minimize impact or the risk to the wetlands rather than the another option might be a little bit more palatable. But that's my two cents.
I agree.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah.
You're in the wetlands. I know you can't really talk about that or anything like that, but I mean, do you know anything about this 75-foot?
No.
It's an odd thing. It's not even in the wetlands. It's part of the zoning regulations.
The road is within it.
Yeah.
You're right. The road's there.
The road's
right.
Right. What do you think of it?
Well, I think that if we worked on the front setback off the street, there'd be less things that have to be changed. I mean, you wouldn't have to deal with any septic system or anything else. It'd just be moving a house. If you go to the back, which will also work, I mean, it would keep you out of wetlands, but you'd have to redesign or move at least the septic system. It's a little bit more work for whoever's going to do these prints. Either one of those does sound like a better option.
Or if it would be possible just to pivot the house around that back right corner, you could certainly get the encroachment down from 15 feet or whatever it is down to
right. What you're saying is
a matter of a
if they like the feet. Right, if they like the placement, they could rotate it, slide it up slightly. You still need to maintain separation distance between the leaching field and the house. And they might be in that area, but they wouldn't be as far back in it as they are now.
It just may be a stupid question. I try to find the answer to it. The porch, is it considered part of the structure? Because if he built a patio, what would be the difference?
I think a patio would be fine.
At-grade patios?
Well, I actually tried to find in the zone, it's like, I didn't like my porch anymore. I just removed it. So it's like, a porch is like a temporary, it's not part of the structure. But I couldn't find anything to say that was part of the structure.
A porch is considered part of the structure.
Because it's
an at-grade patio, if you're saying at-grade, you don't require zoning.
Because a patio could just be on pillars, but
well,
not
a porch
a foundation.
Is structural. A porch is structural.
Yeah,
it's not pillars. It's not
right. Sometimes it's
I try to find that statement. And I could not.
Anything that requires a building permit.
Yeah.
Requires a
zoning. Okay.
And I would imagine that a slab is nice to have, but it's like it's not probably when you want to go out on the second story.
Oh no! Covered porch is with screens would probably be very ideal for this location.
Right. But,
okay, so what do you think? What do you think, Russ?
I'm going to say, granted, because of the time constraint, but I also feel like he'll be much happier if things are turned around. I really feel that way. Put it closer to his grandkids.
I think he'd be better off if he came back with it different.
You want to deny it without prejudice?
Yes. How about that? Yeah.
That sound reasonable to you guys? That means he can come back right away and ask for the same thing if he wants.
Yeah, you don't close the door on it.
No, I mean,
a new application
would also, you know, he could change anything, but this isn't like slamming the door or anything.
It's a tough one because I hate to die if I don't have to.
Yeah, we'll do it without prejudice. That'll tell you that.
Yeah, just everything else just makes more sense to
yep.
me.
You can get it to us by the 6th envelope, which is 12 days.
Yeah.
You can write the ad. Get it to the paper by October 18th for them to publish it on the 20th.
I'd like to make a motion to deny 23 ZBA 3, 64 Old Colchester Road, extension parcel ID 057027000, Oakdale, Connecticut, without prejudice, to give the applicant an opportunity to rework the plan and resubmit it to try to make it a little bit less of an impact towards the wetlands as is shown right now. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussions? Okay, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Board member from there.
Favor.
Favor.
Board member Ferrari.
Favor.
Board member Adams.
Favor.
Favor.
And board member Plikus.
Favor.
Motion carries. Is there any new business? None? No old business? Any other? That's it, right? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Now, if he came back and looked for relief in the front and the back,